I'm from Sex and Gender Education Australia, which is a community and lobby group for gender diverse people, transsexual, intersex, transgender and so on. Basically, we lobby for change to the law and also assist people in coming to terms with diversity in workplaces and so on, this type of thing. We also are in opposition to situations in the law where there's deliberate discrimination and adverse treatment for people in places like, for instance, recently Mission Australia, which you may be aware of, was refusing access to transsexual women to their services, which basically resulted in the effect being that there was nowhere, if you were a transsexual and homeless in Sydney, there was no service to provide accommodation to you. So I'd like to ask if HERIOC is looking to expand the scope of this inquiry somewhat to include gender diverse people as well, because what happens in the law is that we're often assigned arbitrarily either heterosexual or homosexual status, depending on whether or not our gender is chosen to be recognised or not. My current situation is that I'm refused a passport at the moment. I can't travel anywhere because I would have to be given a male passport, which obviously is, you know, useless for identification and actually dangerous to try to travel on. The other situation is that they have offered me travel documentation, some sort of just paper documentation, which again would be absolutely useless. The upshot of this submission that I brought along is there's some five stories that are combined in it, but the conclusion is that let me see. People who are sex, gender or sexuality diverse, the discrimination that's applied to them is extremely complex. The way in which they can be discriminated against with regard to legal, work and social rights and benefits are profuse, and that includes superannuation, family rights and all the rest of it that goes along with this, but also the situation that these sort of diverse people are placed in is that they have to choose between having some sort of legal recognition of their gender status or, you know, the fact that they don't fit into any of the boxes that are provided, or, you know, having the discrimination placed against them. So, you know, it's kind of a rock and a hard place situation for a lot of us. Mainly this arises through the use of reductionist language in the law that refers to men and women, males and females, heterosexual, homosexual, whereas many sex and gender diverse don't fit easily into these bipolar paradigms. So there's just no recognition and no place to be recognised in the law. So when this kind of language is used, you just don't fit, you don't apply. It's, you know, you're basically persona non grata. So it's extremely difficult. But there are lots of people in this situation. Intersex people is a really good example. In this census, it says that there's a box you can tick that's to say that you're androgynous or neuter or, you know, intersex identified, but the result is that they've said, oh, well, we'll just arbitrarily assign you something anyway, so it's a waste of time even asking people if they're going to be, you know, not even included and visible in and accurate in the numbers at the end of the day anyhow. I mean, it's just totally pointless. So that's a case in point. Legal discrimination can and does happen against all people, partners, children, where one partner may be intersex, transsexual, transgendered, androgynous or neuter identified. HERIOC's present inquiry that seeks to attain equal rights for people in same-sex relationships is a bit reductionist, and should it succeed in changing the law to include rights for same-sex couples, that will further damage the rights for sex and gender diverse people by further ghettoising them. There is a danger of further marginalisation if inclusion isn't granted to, you know, a greater range of people. So this is my question of expanding scope somewhat. We do support the concept of gay equality very much, and HERIOC in pursuing this cause is applauded, and we absolutely do support it, but we'd like to ask that we support recognition of relationships that are not dependent on the partners of being opposite sex or gender or of the same sex or gender either. So we'd like to recognise all chosen adults in primary relationships, whether they're opposite, same-sex or either sexed or gendered. Thank you very much.
Thank you.